right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Usinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there...
And for a little run I did, it's... Running Flat Radio, welcome back. It's Chris Usinski, your race director and founder of Running Flat. You know, what an amazing, absolutely amazing Canadian Thanksgiving weekend we had this last weekend. For a lot of reasons, mostly because Zombie Chase was on Saturday night, and it was just magical. If you're looking for pictures or video from that wonderful kind of family event, go to Facebook, go to Zombie Chase, and look it up. There's some amazing pictures up there. It was just an incredible, incredible evening. And thanks to all the volunteers, the Running Flat staff for just being perfect. I mean, it's kind of our last race of the year. So it's, you know, all the gear comes out, and then it all gets put away nice and neatly for the winter as we, you know, continue to plan and work hard for next year and open up other races very shortly. But what a wonderful night it was. There is an added feature at Running Flat. If you've been in any of our races, all of our race results go up on a website called RaceMine. RaceMine.com is, they host all of our race results for us. And whereas Race Roster is where we do all of our registrations, not to get them, either one of them confused. So RaceMine has a brand new feature that we've invested pretty heavily in, and we wanted to try it out really quietly at this race before we go into next year into Le Chocolat, which is one of our biggest races of the year, where it just kind of starts off our season at the very, very beginning of May. It's our Mother's Day primer. And what you can do now is go onto RaceMine.com, look up Zombie Chase 2015, you know, presented by Running Flat will come up. Click on it, look up your result if you ran it and finished it. And then you'll find when you hit the results, a little window pops up with obviously your results, your place, you know, your gender, your age, all of that comes up. And then there's a brand new icon that's shaped like a camera. If you push that, you'll actually, a video screen will come up. And it's a video shot, a clip of you finishing the race. It starts about 10 seconds before you cross the finish line, and it shows you crossing the finish line, you know, with the clock in view. And it's an awesome little feature. We're really, really proud to that. We're one of the very few companies in the country that's able to do this. We're really happy that we could do it. And it's something that we're really going to be touting next year, obviously for our day races. It's a little tough on a night race with the reflection of the LED floodlights and stuff like that. It's kind of a little washy, and that's something that we've got to work on with the technology. But really happy that we have it and it's in view, and just another kind of great feature that Running Flat has at their races. You know, we work really hard at the medals, the music, you know, Dave-O with the announcing. It's all part of that event experience, and really proud that we're able to bring that. And so check it out. It's pretty cool. A couple things, you know, that we're doing today. We've got an interesting show. We've got John LaFranco from Athletics Canada is going to be on. It's a huge weekend in Toronto for marathon with the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon. You know that we had Alan Brooks on talking about the actual race a couple weeks ago. And now we're going to bring in John LaFranco, who's actually from AC Road, which is also kind of like a division of Athletics Canada. We're going to talk about the championships that are happening this weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit about Le Chocolat. And, you know, so he's going to be on in a couple of minutes. And then I'm going to replay an interview I did back in February with Ann Garrett from Oceanside, California. At the age of 81, she holds the American record for the half marathon. And I just found that over the last number of events that we've done, I've been so inspired by the folks who have participated in our events. And this weekend was, again, like no other. You know, frankly, my mom, who's convalescing right now from a knee replacement, she's in her early 80s, there was a woman at our race, the zombie chase, in a wheelchair being pushed by, my guess is, her grandson. And she was in her 80s. And, you know, she had the bib on and she was in the wheelchair. And it was not, you know, a great wheelchair. It was, you know, looked like a pretty standard issue kind of hospital, nursing home wheelchair. And they went out and they did 5K in the wheelchair. And they came back and she got her medal and she was so happy. And I thought, wow, you know, like this, we kind of touch all ages. And I know in past events this year, you know, we've had a number of participants in their 60s, late 70s, verging on 80s. There's one gentleman from Toledo who's run all of our events this year, who is, I believe he's 69 years old. And, you know, I keep thinking that running is ageless. It always, it's one of the very few sports in the world that's so ageless. Anyway, we're going to listen to Ann Garrett talk about why it's so ageless. You'll meet her again. She's just a wonderful woman and a great person. And you'll fall in love with her by the time the end of the interview is. And we're going to replay that at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, our friend Ben Kaplan, the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, will be on with us kind of talking about, you know, it's a really, really busy, busy weekend. I mean, there's got to be 50 marathons going on across North America. And we're going to kind of talk about that. A couple other things that people always ask. I always say, so now that your last race is over, now what are you doing? And it's like, well, our first race is in May, you know, for the new year. But, you know, don't forget we've got a race that's already open and sold out. Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon in June opens and closes very quickly. It's a kind of a limited seating kind of race where, you know, 350 to 400 people is all the capacity for that race will manage, and it sells out very quickly. Le Chocolat will be opening very, very shortly. We've got some special introductions. We've kind of changed up the wine purse this year that I think you're going to be really, really stoked about as a gift. And you know, we're making some course changes as well. We're going to lower the cost a bit too, so we can get more people into that 5K. And, you know, it's all about really just trying to get more people involved in the sport. So we're really working heavily right now on getting Le Chocolat up. We'll announce a number of things over the next couple weeks to a month. Le Chocolat opening hopefully this week, maybe next. Also, Color Run. There's a massive change in what we're doing in the Color Run next July. We'll announce that, and that'll open up, I believe, in December. Canada Day, we're going to announce the three finalists. We're going to tally up all those votes from this year. We're going to put them all together. We're going to give you an idea of who those people really are that you guys were voting for, this last year. So we're going to get that done as well for you. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening in the next couple of months. And one of the other things that I do a lot of too is I work with a lot of companies, you know, that are not involved in running. Or charities kind of working on events where they'll call us and Running Flat will consult all the time. We do this. We work with different organizations and companies to kind of, you know, help them along with their events, kind of maybe fix the branding, fix the marketing, work on their social media for them. So, yeah, we have a very, very busy winter coming up and we plan on being here every Tuesday, working with you on that. And don't forget, we've also got that fitness app that we just launched. And we're really going to be focusing on that all winter long and kind of bringing you examples of people who are involved in the fitness app and their transformation throughout the winter months. And if you're not familiar with the fitness app, just go to runningflat.com. And in the bottom right-hand corner of all the tiles, you'll see like an iPhone there with a fitness app. It's an amazing app because what it'll allow you to do is just totally customize everything to you. And then it's like having a personal trainer in your pocket, you know, kind of working with you, telling you what you got to do today, what you got to get done, some meal planning. And it's all based on what your goal is. So if your goal is a under 20 minute 5K for next spring, that's what we're going to work on and get you to an under 20 minute 5K. If it's, I want to go to Boston, you know, and you need a 3:15 to go there, then we're going to work on you to get a 3:15. So you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW, where we'll be right back after these messages.
love to get rewarded. They'll jump through hoops for a gold star.
Just imagine what they'll do for a McDonald's breakfast.
I can picture it now. Clean desks, completed homework, real silent reading time with actual silence.
Reward outstanding behavior.
It's the AM 800 Class of the Week. If you know a class, grades JK through 8, that deserves more than just a gold star, nominate them at am800cklw.com.
Arms Blumenlag will visit one lucky class every week with a McDonald's breakfast, a backpack from Monarch Basics for every student, and a frame certificate for the classroom.
Tune into the Morning Drive every Friday at 8:20 to hear the lucky winners.
The AM 800 Class of the Week, brought to you by Monarch Basics, is your source for Keurig brewers and K-Cups. With a wide variety of flavors in stock at the lowest prices, they're sure to have what you need. Monarch Basics, Southwestern Ontario's largest office products dealer. Brought to you by McDonald's new Morning McWrap, with scrambled eggs made fresh in their kitchens, in kale and feta, or sausage and hash brown. Try them both.
Hey, I'm Vic, a rep at TELUS.
What's the story, Vic?
Not only have we raised the bar on customer service.
Oh, yeah?
But TELUS customers can also enjoy the most reliable 4G mobile network in Ontario.
So we could make a call from Kenora?
Yeah.
Then post a selfie from Sarnia?
For sure.
And tweet about it all from Timmins?
Absolutely.
Wow, you really have raised the bar. Join TELUS today and experience Ontario's most reliable 4G mobile network. See telus.com/network for details.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Dorco. Think fall, get your LiftMaster belt drive garage door opener, two remotes, keypad, and surge protector installed for only $425 plus HST. Only at Dorco Garage Doors, your trusted LiftMaster dealer.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers, getting down to a low of 9. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning with a high 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of rain, the high 15. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers, the high 12. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 10. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, the low 9.
What would life be like if you won Lotto 649?
It's a crazy feeling.
Oh, that would be freedom, yeah.
Amazing. Security and comfort.
I'd definitely go visit some palm trees.
Sail south until the butter melted.
I'd just be over the moon if I won. It's so surreal.
Buy a farm and I'd build a go-kart track just for me and my friends.
I would totally start my own business.
I'm just gone fishing.
Welcome to Cloud 649.
Saving energy saves you money. Now you can find savings on your ceiling, on your wall, and in your basement. Save On Energy's coupon event helps you save on Energy Star certified LED light bulbs, dimmer switches, water heater blankets, and more. Visit a participating retailer or download your coupons at saveonenergy.ca/coupons before October 25th. Powered by the Independent Electricity System Operator and offered by your local electric utility.
AM 800 CKLW.
Oh, you're wonderful.
I listen to you religiously.
The place to talk in Windsor, Essex.
I love you.
Keep fit.
Keep active.
Keep running.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. Joining us live on the show is John LaFranco. He's a coordinator for road running for Athletics Canada. But really, we just kind of know him as the head of AC Road. John, welcome to Running Flat Radio.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on again.
So you got to be having a really busy weekend this weekend.
Yeah, you bet. I just got back from Victoria last weekend, where we're going to have our race director conference there next year. And then Thursday, I'm heading into Toronto for the Scotiabank Waterfront Toronto Marathon, which is our national marathon championship. So that should be pretty awesome.
So can you give us some highlights going into the race?
Yeah, for sure. So the race is it's at 8:45 a.m. and you can actually watch it on athleticscanada.tv. It's going to be streamed live, and you'll be able to check out basically our Canadian women's record holder Lanny Marchand is going to try and break her own record, which is 2:28.00, and in the process qualify for the 2016 Olympic Games. And she's going to be chased by a couple other women who've all run in the 2:30s for the marathon. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Natasha LeBeau, Tara Carrere actually is making her debut. And she's the wife of Wesley Carrere, the Kenyan fellow. There's a movie about him. He,
yes.
he ran for parliament there and everything. He does all kinds of great things. And Tara's his wife, and she's Canadian. So she is going to be running. Leslie Saxon from London, Rhiannon and Johns, Paula Keating from New Brunswick, and Caitlin Schindel from Saskatchewan. That's the women's field. And then on the men's side, Eric Gillis from Speed River Track Club is probably the favorite. He's going to try qualify for the Olympics again. He ran in London. And then Kip Kangogo, who ran for Canada at the Pan Am Games, is going to be in the mix. Sammy Jabril from Toronto is making his debut in the marathon. So that should be exciting because he's had some good half marathons. And there's a bunch of other guys too. Sammy, Nick Hasty from BC, Matt LeDuc from Ontario, John Mason, one of Eric Gillis's teammates from Speed River. It's going to be an exciting day.
So can you explain to the folks who are listening, what is the Olympic standard when we talk about marathon?
Yeah, for sure. I have to actually look it up because I don't have it off right the top of my head. But the women are looking at 229, I believe, and the men are 212.
So the idea is that a Canadian has to achieve or better as in a smaller time than those numbers to be named a Canadian on the Canadian team to go to Rio.
Yeah, exactly. So if they run faster than the time, it's 229.50 for women and 212.50 for men.
So Lani has already beaten the Canadian standard.
She has, but you have to do it in a certain time frame.
Right.
So like you can't have run it, you know, like 4 years ago. It's got to be from January 1st of this year up until May 29th of next year, of 2016. So you have to have run it kind of in a certain window. So right now, there are a couple athletes who have run it on the men's side. Reed Poulsett just did in Rotterdam, I think it was. I think that's where he did it, or Berlin. I forget. He was Berlin, and in Rotterdam, Krista Duchesne in the spring ran in Rotterdam, and she ran 229.38. So she has that standard. So there's space for three. So it's possible that a couple more could go down this weekend. Certainly, Lani has a very good chance, and so does Eric. And with some of the runners kind of making their debuts, like Tara and Sammy, you never know. But the marathon's hard, so. That's always a big challenge.
What do you think is the biggest challenge being in Canada and being a professional marathon runner? I mean, you know that it's no secret that the sport is dominated by Kenyans, Ethiopians, and if you're Canadian, what do you think is the biggest challenge?
I think the Canadians who are like Reed and Krista and Lani and Eric who are running those times, I think they would probably say that they actually have it pretty good. I think that they're pretty happy with their setup. They're very fortunate to have sponsors and support in that respect. But I think, you know, it might be intimidating for someone who's kind of up and coming, you know, to run in these international races and face all these names of people who've run, you know, marathons that are even, you know, faster than the Canadian standard and faster than the Canadian record. But I think once you get in there, you realize, you know, everyone's hurting the same, and you just have to focus on your race, and it's, I think that's challenge enough, right? I mean, running marathon is hard.
Yeah.
Never mind worrying about, you know, beating a bunch of other people at it too. So I think the challenge is probably just getting their mind around that to focus on themselves and do their best. And if they do that, you know, because they're talented athletes and they've worked really hard, then they're going to have success.
Yeah. And do you see a lot of younger, new talent coming up now that Lani's been around for a number of years? So is Reed. So we have some names that, you know, we can kind of banter around by their first name, like Meb. in the United States, you know, that, that people can actually identify with?
Yeah, I think that, so I mentioned Sammy Jabril. And he's going to be running his first marathon, but he's been working really hard. He's actually an interesting dude. He works for the TTC in Toronto, the Transit Commission. And, so he sometimes works a lot of night shifts and stuff like that. So, you know, he works hard. So he's a guy who I think, we're going to see, for sure. And then, and Kip can go, I mean, he's not new entirely, but he's recently, in the last couple of years, Canadian, so that's pretty cool. And then on the women's side, yeah, like Tara Carrere, she's making her debut. So we'll see how that goes. And I think there are a couple other women, like Natasha LeBeau. She's out of British Columbia. She lives in the U.S., but she's Canadian. Mm-hmm. Rachel Hanna's another one who ran her first ever marathon this spring and ran great, 2:33, and then she ran at the Pan Am Games, and that was obviously a hot one. and then just this weekend when I was in Victoria, a runner named Erin Barrett won the race, and she ran 2:39.15. So you know, once you start getting under 2:40,
yep.
You know, that's that's starting to get pretty fast. So and yeah, so these are people who just started this year, so I think, you know, we're going to hear their names more often as the years go by. And, you know, maybe not for Rio, but maybe the one after that. I think maybe Rachel Hanna has a good shot at Rio, though, if she decides to do another marathon before May.
Awesome. John, yeah. You know, good luck this weekend.
Thanks. Oh, and Chris, yeah. I would be remiss if I did not mention that this is our Canadian Marathon Championship, but we do have other championships at other distances, and one of those, your listeners might be interested, is happening actually in Windsor at a race that you might be familiar with called Le Chocolat. I don't know if you know that one. So we have our Canadian Age Group 10K Championship, and what that is basically an opportunity for runners who are not the elites, but who are competitive, you know, with themselves and with their peers at their different age groups. So, you know, in the 30 to 35, 45 to 50, that kind of thing, to compete for national medals and get some chocolate at the end too.
Absolutely. And don't forget the wine. And you know what?
And the wine.
Running Flat's really proud to be presenting that and working with you on that. And so is the City of Windsor as well. So the national championship. John, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and good luck in Toronto, man. All the best.
You too. Thanks.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
For years, you've heard Gord from eStar Window Select on Experts on Call, and you know there is a reason why eStar has built the name for itself. Homegrown with an honest, caring, and individualized approach. And it's fall, the perfect time to replace old windows. Meet Gord in person this Saturday when I broadcast live from eStar from 9 to 1. Plus, see all kinds of interactive demos and more. Visit eStarWindows.ca and see you this Saturday at 360 Eugenie Street East.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
It's a packed house at the St. Clair College Sportsplex as a special public meeting is underway regarding the future of some local schools. Delegations are speaking now on the possible closure of Harrow District High School and Western in Amherstburg. A decision on the future of those schools will be made tonight. LaSalle and Windsor police are investigating a stolen vehicle. The 2006 Jeep Liberty was taken from the driveway of a Gary Avenue home late Sunday or early Monday morning and was found in the parking lot of Westview Freedom Academy. LaSalle Constable Harbinger Gill says when the vehicle was found, it had been torched. Wyandotte Street West between Huron Church and Indian Road will remain closed for the rest of the week due to fallen debris from the Ambassador Bridge. CAO Helga Rydell says city engineers did visit the site this morning, and the city will meet with bridge officials this week to determine next steps before the road is reopened. In sports, Red Wings taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Elsewhere in the NHL, Montreal is in Pittsburgh, Winnipeg taking on the Rangers. Junior C Hockey has the Essex 73s home to Amherstburg. They are tied at 1 in the first period. From the AM 800 Weather Center, mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of rain, getting down to a low of 9. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning, reaching a high of 14. Right now, it's 13 Celsius or 55 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
Help helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yasinski on AM 800.
And special thanks to our past guest, John LaFranco from Athletics Canada and AC Road. Great guy and really kind of focused on high-performance athletes and getting more people on into road racing. So marathon, half marathon, 10K, 5K, and he's just doing a great job for those guys. Up next, we don't usually play interviews back, but I was so inspired this weekend by watching older runners getting involved in the sport in many ways. That it really made me think of an interview I did back in February of this year with 81-year-old Ann Garrett from Oceanside, California. Here it is. Think about this. You know, more than 19,000 participants ran the Surf City USA Marathon and Half Marathon in Huntington Beach a couple weeks ago. Among them is Ann Garrett, at that time 80, of Oceanside, California, who set the USA National Half Marathon record in the women's 80-84 age division with a time of 2 hours and 13 minutes and 23 minutes. 2 hours and 13 minutes at the age of 81. This isn't her first half marathon record. Last October in Portland, Maine, she set the national age group record at 2 hours and 14 minutes and 58 seconds. What's more impressive about Garrett's half marathon time is that she just keeps getting faster and faster, which is an unusual trend with runners of any age. So welcome from Oceanside, California, to Running Flat Radio, Ann Garrett. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome to Running Flat. It's so great
to
have you.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you, are you a lifelong runner?
No. No, actually, I'm not. I didn't start running until I was 72.
72?
Yes.
I walked,
but I didn't run.
So how did you start running at the age of 72?
Well, I was a race walker, and my daughter is a runner. My younger daughter is a runner, and she said, let's do a race for your 72nd birthday. And so she chose the one up in Huntington Beach, which at that time was called Pacific Shoreline Half Marathon. And we went up there, and she said, now I'll run, and you can walk, and I will leave the camera in the hotel room, and I'll come back and take your picture at the finish, because I'll be finished before you. But a friend of mine, Karen, that I still run with, Karen gave me an old GPS that she had, so I put it on, and when everyone else started running, so did I. And I kept running, and I kept looking at the GPS, and I thought, well, I'm doing pretty good here. And I kept running, and I came in first in my division. And of course, my daughter hadn't got back with the camera, so I never did get her to take my picture. And since then, I kept on running, and I haven't lost a race, I think, since then.
That's a fascinating story.
There aren't too many people in my age group, let's put it that way. But anyway, it's fun. I love it. I really do. I like it so much. I really do.
So look, at what does your training look like for half marathon?
Well, no, I have never had a coach. I've never been properly trained. It was just something. I was trained as a race walker, a proper race walker, and so my breathing and everything was good, but I've never been trained as a runner. So I really just do my own thing. I try to do between 20 and 25 miles a week, and usually coming up to a half marathon, I would run maybe 13 miles or 10. This last half that I did, the most I had run from the one in Maine was 9 miles. And so I didn't really think I was all that well trained for this particular race, but I did better than I thought I was going to do anyway. So it must have worked.
It's an incredible time. So do you cross train? Like, do you also do a lot of walking and cycling or yoga? Is there other activities you do?
I don't cycle. I do walk, and I go to the gym sometimes and do some aqua jogging. I'm not a swimmer. I really don't. I can swim, but I don't like it all that much. And I do some exercises. I have a little set of exercises that last about 30 minutes that I do most days, and that sort of loosens me up and gives me a little bit, I do a little weight, a few weights and things like that. But I really don't, I don't do an awful lot of cross training, but I do something every day.
So, you know, I got to tell you, because this is a show about running, and it's a show that, you know, we really want to inspire people off the couch and into their first 5K. That's been the whole purpose of this show. And,
right.
And but we have all kinds of folks from ultra marathoners and elite athletes that, that tune in every week and download us on iTunes. And we tell inspiring stories, and you are an extremely inspiring person for a lot of reasons. And when you look at your age, you know, the first flippant remark that a person's going to think of is, well, she's got better genes than I have, or she's always been a great runner, or you can hear all these excuses come up in a person's mind that says, well, yeah, of course, but she's always been like that, so she's always going to be great. I mean, do you get some of that, or how do you combat those kinds of attitudes out there that people have?
Well, of course, everyone said, the first thing they say is, oh, you've probably been running all your life.
Right.
And I said, well, no, actually, I haven't. Somebody once told me, a long time ago, that you're never too old to challenge yourself. And I believe that. I do. And I belong to a foundation. I was asked to be spokesperson for a foundation called Move Your Feet Before You Eat. And I go to the local schools and talk with the kids about exercising and keeping fit and how good it is for you and how good it makes you feel. And I run with them and I go on their jogathons and I go to their mileage clubs and they all call me grandma. And I love it. It keeps me young. They look at me and they think, you know, well, you know, they're... I'm so many, 10 times some of their ages,
yeah.
And I don't think they think of me that way, and I don't think of myself that way either. I'm one of them when I'm with them, you know. It's great.
So what motivates you to get out of bed every morning and go for that run?
You know, you have to be committed, and I've told that to even, you know, older groups that I've talked with, that you really have to mean it when you say, I'm going to start running, or you're going to start walking, or you're going to start doing something. And it gives me a purpose in my life to have every morning. I love it, the mornings that I'm going to run. Because it's something to look forward to, and I enjoy it. And my husband had Alzheimer's, and when I was looking after him, I had a purpose. And after he died, I was left without a purpose, and that's when I was invited to be spokesperson for the Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, and that has just opened up a whole new way of life for me. And so it makes me very happy to be out there, and I love to tell people how good it is for you. And I just feel that more people should try it. Maybe if they can't run, they could walk. I love to run, but I also like to walk, and hope I can do it for a long time to come, you know. But you never know.
You know, my father had Alzheimer's for 22 and a half years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and... And that's why I started the Run for Heroes Marathon, which was actually, the original name was a World Alzheimer's Day Run for Heroes Marathon. And it's pretty dear to our hearts here in the area. So I completely and utterly understand where you're coming from.
Well, you know, even with my husband, he was quite active, and we used to walk every day practically down by the ocean, and we used to do ballroom dancing. He loved to do ballroom dancing, and he could remember how to do that. And we'd go to the senior centers and dance, and, you know, it kept him happy. He was very, very happy, which is good, because a lot of people with Alzheimer's, you know, their whole personality changes, but he always had a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye. and we kept doing that till almost right up to when he died. So that was, I was very fortunate there. I really was. And I think it was the exercise that did it, too.
Absolutely, Anne. And that's a credit to being a great caregiver. My mother did exactly the same thing, where my dad went to the gym every day, and that's what kept him alive for 22 and a half years, 100%. What was the dedication of the caregiver, my mother, and because she's my hero, and that's why it's called the Run for Heroes Marathon, and I'll tell you, it's an incredible journey, without a doubt.
Yeah, it is, and you know, after he died, I just, when I felt sad or felt upset or you know, yeah. I didn't sit and cry. I put my shoes on and I went out and ran. And I'm telling you, it is uplifting. There's no doubt about it. It does. It really does you the world of good to get out there and exercise and do what you can do.
It certainly does. It certainly does. So, you know, I'm 47. And when I get out of bed, like a lot of folks, we have aches and pains. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you, at 81, to run half marathons at this time, you must have some aches and pains. You must supplement somehow, you know, whether it's chondroitin or other types of supplements to kind of help you keep limber. And
I have arthritis. Yep. I have it in my left knee and my lower back. And I find that actually if running helps me. I'm stiff when I sit. I get up. And once I start moving, it loosens up my joints. And I actually don't have any more pain when I run than when I don't run. I did have some back problem early last year because of overuse, the doctor said. I'm inclined to overuse it. And he put me on Celebrex. And so I've been taking that, which I normally don't do. That's the only prescription drug that I've taken. And I don't know how long I'll have to continue to take it, but I just usually take a Tylenol if I've got a pain. And somehow it disappeared. If it doesn't disappear, it moves somewhere else, you know. But it's not something I concentrate on when I'm running. I just try to sing myself a little song or do something or other and count some of my steps and do things like that. And I'm lucky, though. I really am. But I know that maybe one day I'll have to have a replacement of some part or other. But there's nobody in my family runs, so we can't say it's genes, except my younger daughter. But my sisters and so forth, I'm the only one. And it's good. I'm very fortunate. What? I really feel myself very fortunate.
The lovely Ann Garrett from Oceanside, California, who joined us back in February at 81 years of age, holding the American record for the half marathon at 2 hours and 13 minutes. Unbelievable. She's an inspiration to all of us. And you can start at any age. That's the beauty of running. Any age you can start running. Just see your doctor first and make sure you can do it. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. You know what we do every week is we have Song of the Week. And what's really cool about Song of the Week is just something you can, it's really new. It's brand new. You probably have never heard it before. You take it, you buy it on iTunes, you drop it into your mix for running or walking or whatever you're doing. And this is another really great song. It's by Motion City Soundtrack. It's Losing Control on Running Flat Radio.
I can get lost for days. I cannot stop the waves. Stranded on top of this ugly ocean, everybody looks the same. Some of us fall in love, some of us fall apart. Dragging my body in slow motion, take me back to the start. Whoa.
Is Felicia Doucette, owner of Fake It Spray Tan and Beauty Bar. As an entrepreneur, starting my own business was the most rewarding decision I ever made. Every step of the way, the Windsor Essex Small Business Center was there to support me. They have the right staff, networking opportunities, and support programs like free workshops and seminars that guided me through the entire process. Let the Small Business Center be your first stop to getting your business started. Tell them that Felicia sent you. Visit WindsorEssexSmallBusiness.com.
Presented by the Windsor Essex Small Business Center.
If you skipped breakfast, you're probably sleepwalking, a morning affliction causing debilitating symptoms like poor attention to detail, poor attention to detail, even worse, poor attention to detail. So here's a fresh way to make more of your morning. McDonald's new Morning McWrap, with scrambled eggs made fresh in our kitchens, all wrapped up in two delicious flavors. The new Morning McWrap. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada. Did we play the jingle?
sound like your furnace? Don't wait. Call Reliance Home Comfort before your problems heat up. Or even worse. We've been helping keep Canadians comfortable for over 50 years. Buy a new furnace from us right now, and we'll take $400 off our regular price. Some conditions apply. For details and a free in-home consultation, call 1-866-RELIANCE. Because at Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers, getting down to a low of 9. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning with a high 14. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of rain, the high 15. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers, the high 12. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, the high 10. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, the low 9.
Miller Lite is happy to be the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. So happy, in fact, now that the postseason is upon us, we're taking $3 off 24 bottle and can packs at your local beer store. That's $3 off for the postseason. Is Miller Lite the best tasting light beer? There's only one way to find out. $3 off Miller Lite 24 bottles and cans for a limited time in Ontario, and only while supplies last. It's Miller time. Trademarks used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Don't drink and drive.
CTV Tonight. The Flash is back for a new season.
Why did you want to kill me?
He promised he'd take me home.
With a new nemesis.
Who promised you that?
Zoom.
A new season of The Flash. Tonight at 8 on CTV.
An election like no other goes online like never before. More coverage, more features, more ways to interact and share your views. I'm Lisa Laflamme. Follow continuing coverage of Election 2015 at ctvnews.ca.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. You know, just a couple other announcements. In the next couple of weeks on the show, we have my dear friend Corey Friedman, who's the another race director here in Canada. She's actually in charge of the women's series of races in the Toronto area. And also, she's the race director for the Sporting Life 10K. She's going to come on the air with me. And of course, our good friend Melissa Bishop, who is my special super golden special guest host. A number of weeks ago, she's going to come back, and hopefully she'll be our special guest host again. You know, that was fresh off her gold medal at the Pan Am Games and her silver at the World Championships. So she's going to be in studio with us in a couple weeks as well. And also, people are always asking me, hey, you know, who does your videos for you? Every race, we always do like an official race video that kind of recaps the event. And if you go to any of our Facebook pages, or if you go to our Running Flat YouTube channel, you'll be able to see all of our videos. And it's all done by a gentleman named Chris Kritsis with InsideYourBusiness.ca. And what's really unique about that business is if you're a business owner or, you know, a shop owner, and you want people to take a look inside your business using Google Street View, that's what he does. He actually goes into your business, does all the video shoots, and then actually integrates it into Street View for Google. Pretty cool stuff. InsideYourBusiness.ca. But you know what? It's now time to talk to our good friend from iRun magazine, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
You know what? What a crazy... This is probably the weekend for marathoning anywhere in the world. There's like 50 marathons in North America this weekend. You know, and let me just give you an idea for the listeners. We got the Baltimore Marathon. We got the Indianapolis Marathon. We've got the Kansas City Marathon, the Wounded Warriors Marathon, the Sojo Marathon out in Utah. We've got the Cloverdale in California. We've got the Columbus Marathon, which is a fantastic marathon, by the way. I know the race director down there in Columbus, Ohio. Duke City, Empire State. We've got the Grand Rapids Marathon, Oklahoma City Marathon. And then BMO's got one out in Prince Edward Island. There's the Seven Bridges Marathon in Chattanooga. And, of course, but not least, the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon that you're running in.
It's fun to think about all those races going on at the same time when we do it, to be like, you know,
to feel connected to part of this sort of global movement that everybody's involved. So you can, that's a pretty neat thing to think about, that we're all connected and we'll all be doing it at the same time.
It really is unbelievable that there's that many marathons. And, you know, it kind of culminates with this weekend and next weekend are really your two busiest kind of in the calendar. I mean, there's always a marathon every weekend. I mean, somehow in Canada or in the United States, you can always find a marathon. That you can do 52 in 52 weeks, hands down, easy. But the season really kind of ramps up beginning of May into the middle of May into like the third weekend of May, and then the season kind of goes down and ramps right back up for middle of October, going towards the end of October.
And I know your readers, your listeners are advanced and they're big runners, but I wonder if it's even important to say that all of these marathons, obviously we're calling them the Scotiabank Marathon or the Baltimore Marathon, but all of these different races, all of them have different distances. So, you know, you can run the Baltimore Marathon and do a 5K. I know when my my parents or people that are outside of the community, they're always wondering about that, where, you know, you go, I'm doing the Scotiabank Marathon, but I ran 10K. So
right.
Just to get that out there.
Yeah, no, and there's always that the non-runner that always says, hey, you know, somebody ran one of your marathons. It's like, well, there was only one that we did, and it was Run for Heroes. No, last weekend. Okay, that was Zombie, by the way. That was a 5K.
But
that's okay. That's okay. That's just a part of the process, right? But, you know, it's this weekend in Toronto, Scotiabank has the half, the full, and a 5.
That's right.
They don't do the 10. Do they do a relay?
I don't know about a relay, but I do think, I'm not certain if they have something for kids. I think maybe on the Saturday there's something for kids. I'm not sure, but I know that at iRun we're working on our we're doing December now, but afterwards we'll do our February, and we're going to do a kids, calling it Little Feet, and it's about kids running.
Oh, wow.
And I'm psyched about that because I'm seeing it more and more often in more and more events.
Yeah, so we do an event, we do a kids marathon.
Love that.
And we promote it really well, and it's such an amazing event, because in the kids marathon, we do this right at the very end of the school year, where we announce to all the kids the kids marathon. They sign up for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And when they sign up for free, they download a pledge form for the Alzheimer's Society, where we ask them to raise $50, with mom and dad and grandpa, grandma, you know. But at the same time, what we ask them to do is have a log sheet and do 41 kilometers and then come see us on race day and run the last 1K and get a real marathon medal.
Love that.
And you know what? The response is unbelievable, not just from the kids who are just like overwhelmed, but it's the mom and dad, right? Because now they've got that goal all summer long in the months of July and August of, okay, get up, and now what are we going to do with you? Now they actually have a goal every day of getting out and doing 550 meters.
What's the age group for that? I want to get my daughter involved. She's four.
You know what? We've had kids, I think, as young as 3 or 4 up to, I think 11.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, man. I hope more race directors are hearing that, because I think that is the way to go.
Yeah, you know what? It's a different venue, and it also gives us a longer kind of gestation period with runners and communicating with parents and also getting them more involved in the sport, right? It's something that we introduced a number of years ago, and it's been great. But, you know, all of our kids' events are growing year over year.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, that's common across North America, and it's, you know, you're seeing that more and more and more in places, so that's good. And I know with us, you know, and I see with my daughter how she's into it. She sees me doing it and getting a lot from it, and she wants to do it too, so that's what's each one bring the next one forward.
Well, it's our duty to do that, right?
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, it's something that we can get involved in, you know, especially when you travel. And you travel to a marathon, let's say in Cleveland, or you travel to a marathon, especially at Disney, and you know, in January.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So it's not just about you, Ben Kaplan, running these runs. You know, you can also get your kids involved, you know, on the Saturday, or you know, as a family, do the 5K on the Saturday. And you know, good races always have kind of multiple races on that weekend, right, to get other family members involved.
Yeah, no, I you know, the idea of, I don't know how much joy I get out of doing it myself, but the idea of crossing with my daughter is something that, you know, gives me the chills. Gives me the chills to think about. So that's cool. That's really cool.
Hey, yeah, good luck to you this weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I think I've trained a little bit better than last year. You know, last year I was the fastest person in my group. And this year I wasn't. I went with a guy who was a little faster than me. And, you know, I was running harder, you know, because of that, when I'm not setting the pace or when it's not based upon me. And, you know, I think that paid off. And I've been, I had a good session. So, you know, it depends. It was very windy out this morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's very windy, that's going to always be a challenge for a PB. But, you know, regardless, it's just, it's been a fun season. So I'm looking forward to the big day.
And tapering's been well?
Yeah, fine. You know, I don't. You know, I was. You know, I'm wondering if I'm overeating, perhaps, and I'm a little bit out of. You know.
Did you empty the fridge yet?
I'm getting there, man. And with the Thanksgiving and with everything else, you know.
Pecan pie.
Yeah. So you know, I'm trying to just drink like fizzy water and stuff, but you know, I end up, you know, with the box of Triscuits on my lap. But
your body craves the calories. Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you.
Yeah. But no, it's totally cool.
I wish you all the best this weekend. Good luck. Have a great race.
Appreciate it, my friend. I can't wait to tell you about it afterwards.
Okay, you got it. Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine joining us every week at this time. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. And you know what? Catch us on Twitter. Catch us on Facebook. Email chris@runningflat.com. We'll talk to you next week. And most of all, keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.